Deer Trail Lodge manager Jane Almond in Iron River says winter business at her resort has been slow due to mild weather and meager snowfall.
We can't complain because we're not down from last year, but at the same time, we know it can be better. Everyone had snow besides us. Spring and summer are looking to be a banner year for us.
Iron River's Deep Lake Lodge owner Tyler Hackman says tighter budgets are keeping potential tourists closer to home. Hackman organizes various events at his lodge to attract the locals and make up for missing travelers.
The economy is a little slower this year, and everybody had a lot of snow, especially over towards the cities, where probably 50% of our snowmobile traffic comes from. I've had a couple snowmobile drag races out here, which bring out a couple hundred people, and those have been the best days. And you get 300 people on the ice, and you have a band here. We'll get a good 70, 80 racers.
Telemark Resort Manager Rick Ahern says since reopening in January, business has been slow with customers with all kinds of interests.
The main reason people are coming up into this part of Wisconsin is for the outdoor recreation. Most people don't come here to sit in a hotel room. They're here to get outside and enjoy this environment.
Lake Woods Resort's fourth-generation owner, P.C. Rasmussen, says repeat customers have kept things steady this winter.
We have a long legacy and history here at the resort. Many guests have been coming here for decades or even longer, half centuries in some cases. And we've had as many as four generations of families that have stayed with us through the years. Many of them I've known all my life.
Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.